Spanning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Ashon's Live Sports.
All right, and welcome to Vashon Island High School for some boys basketball action. This is Doug Langworthy on the call with Joel Schoenberg. Joel, how are you? It's been a minute.
It has been a little time here, but I'm so happy to get some basketball action back on the radio.
Exactly, and we are going right into it, folks. Off the tip, the Pirates win the tip. We have number 11, Justin Schumann, with the ball. Gets it up to Ben Larson, the top of the key here against the visiting Charles Wright Terriers. Out to Max Delgado on the right wing. He dribbles inside, goes up for a shot, and is blocked from behind. That is number 30, Ben Brink, with the block of Max Delgado-Williams.
Yeah, they really smothered him when Max was trying to do a fake pass and then drive the baseline, and he couldn't get out of a double team.
Ben Brink with the ball now is top of the key for the Terriers. Passes it out to Tavian Bowen Moore. Thinks about the three, thinks better of it. Tries to get it up to his teammate, gets it back to Ben Brink. Sam Walker playing defense on him. However, Ben Brink straight to the hoop over Walker for the first bucket of the evening. Terriers up 2-0 over the Pirates.
Yeah, not a lot there that our defense could do.
All right, on the other side, Ben Larson, I heard him call glass. Three-pointer, 3-2 now in favor of the Pirates. 6:48 to go here in the first quarter at beautiful Vashon Island High School. Ben Brink with the ball now at the top of the key, the big 6'3 guard for the Terriers. Gets it down to Parrish, dribbling, trying to dribble around Ben Larson. Ben just stays in front of him and forces the turnover as Parrish loses the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, Parrish was having a hard time getting the ball on the ground and paying attention to where it was. It went right off his shin.
Toomey bringing the ball up for the Pirates after the Terrier turnover to Ben Larson, up to Delgado Williams at the top of the key, down to Toomey on the left wing, into Sawyer Rennie, out to Toomey on the left wing. His three-pointer's up and no good from the corner. Rebound, Benjamin Parrish. He pushes the pace, gets it up to Ben Brink. He fakes left, goes right, runs into a couple Pirates defenders, back out to Parrish, top of the key. Parrish dribbles into the key and is called for the walk.
Yeah, he really tried to stretch those two steps out, and it looked like his back foot actually hit the ground also when he was trying to stretch it, and that's a walk. That's probably four steps if you think about it.
Yeah, just caught going on a little walkabout there. Toomey brings it up for the Pirates. Gets it to Delgado Williams on the left wing, down to Sawyer Rennie in the left block, back out to Larson, out to Toomey on the right wing, out to Delgado Williams. His three-pointer is up, no good. However, big Sawyer Rennie with the rebound and an ensuing scuffle for the ball is Nathan Watkins, 6'3 forward junior for the Terriers, gets his hands on the ball and jump ball call. It's going to go in favor of the Terriers as they have the possession arrow.
Yeah, yes. Sawyer Rennie has a fresh haircut, it looks like, and he was really, really trying to get that rebound. He went to the ground with it.
I was, the haircut threw me off for just a second. I was like, whoa, do we have a new Pirate? That is Sawyer Rennie. All right, Ben Brink with the ball. He runs right into Ben Larson, gets it out to, who's that, number 30, Ben Brink, into Parrish, back out to Brink on the left wing. He's trying to get around Sam Walker, fakes right, goes left, up and in. Good move there by 6'1", Ben Brink of the Terriers.
Yeah, you know, that's not a lot Sam Walker could do there, and he obviously is avoiding any foul trouble this time around.
All right, Toomey with the ball on the left wing for the Pirates. Picks up his dribble, finds Delgado Williams, back to Toomey. Immediately up with the three-pointer off the front of the rim, no good. Ensuing fight for the rebound. Terriers come away with it. That's number 15. Daro Badiou-Peters gets it out to Parrish and out to Brink. Back out to Parrish. He dribbles baseline, runs right into Sawyer Rennie. However, Watkins for the layup. And just like that, Terriers up 6-3 here with 4:42 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, a couple inside shots there from the Terriers. They were able to pick apart our zone defense. And their matching zone defense is faring a little bit better when it comes to those scrappy balls.
All right, Sawyer Rennie with the ball on the right block. Back out to Delgado Williams. His three-pointer is up and no good. High arching shot. Off the rim for the rebound. Parrish with the rebound for the Terriers. He has it on the left wing now. Gets it to Tavian Bowen Moore, who finds Parrish now on the right wing. Back to Bowen Moore. He dribbles in, picks up his dribble, kicks it back out to Ogunbinu Peters, easy for me to say, number 11, Benjamin Parrish. 5 seconds on the shot clock, and that is Ogunbinu Peters, who is fouled as he drives the lane for the layup.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough situation there for Sawyer Rainey. He didn't have anything to do, but he also was not the man who made the foul, got called for the foul anyway. Julian Tooman did. But it was a tough situation because the clock was running down and he was driving the lane. And it's one of those cases where if you do stand straight up, there's a chance where he will not only miss the shot, but the shot clock will expire.
Yeah, his Ogunbinu Peters' first free throw is up and no good. Did not touch the net, rim, or backboard, as the fan, the fans here so gently remind them. Nearly full house here tonight. Good to see all the Pirates fans out cheering on their Pirate boys. Second free throw is up and no good up front of the rim. Tooman with the rebound for the Pirates. Brings it across half court, gets it down to number 20. He's just checked in. Reese Carlson out to Ben Larson into Sawyer Rainey. Twice through a couple of barriers. That was hard work by Rainey getting the bucket.
Yeah, that was impressive. You know, the way he stood tall down low and was able to pick the pass out of the air, but he also held onto the ball and made a great move to the basket to get 2 points.
All right, Ogunbinu Peters now gets it out to Bowen Moore. His shot is up, no good. And Ben Larson comes away with the rebound, outlets it to Tooman. Pirates down 6-5, down 1 point here with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Reese Carlson gets it up to Ben Larson at the top of the key, down to Toomey on the right wing, into Carlton, and a cutting Rainey.
Yeah, you know, there was no timeout needed to get this team onto that page of, hey, Sawyer Rainey is open down low. In this zone defense, all they have to do is pick it apart until they can get down low.
Find the spot. You're not going to find a much easier bucket for Rainey tonight. And on the defensive end, the Pirates come up and get the steal, get a hand in there. And Pirates up by 1-7-6 here with 2:41 to go in the first quarter. Ben Larson is top of the key. Tries to force it into Rainey. However, the ball is tipped, and there's going to be a foul called on the play. That is Sawyer with his first personal foul of the evening. Sawyer Rainey, the 6'5 sophomore.
You know, he came in sort of trying to wrestle the ball out, and it's just a push him out of bounds kind of situation. You got to call something.
All right, on the other end, the shot is no good for the Terriers, and Rainey goes up strong for the board. Outlets it to Toomey. 2:17 to go here in the first quarter. Reese Carlton to Larson at the top of the key. He fakes the shot, gets it to Toomey down to Carlton on the left block out to, that was out to Carlton at the top of the key. Reese's three-point shot is up and no good. Benjamin Parrish with the rebound for the Terriers. Tries to push it up, but Vachon defense does a good job of getting back.
Yeah, and then Vachon on offense, they have been shooting quite a lot, you know, rather than driving to the basket very much. And so it's close, though. Each shot has been really close. They haven't been wild or crazy or off-kilter.
All right.
Like that.
Under the basket, Nathan Watkins on the right block. Gets the pass, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled by number 32, William Weber.
Yeah.
Who has just recently checked in, the 6'1 junior.
Yeah, that was spreading around the fouls here. It's not like somebody's in foul trouble already. But at the same time, you know, it was a wild shot. And so it's the case where if the defense can stay tall and strong and not jump or not lose their feet, they have a good chance of actually making it happen.
All right, Watkins misses both free throws. However, the Terriers come away with the rebound. Parrish is dribbling, goes left, picks up his dribble, and forgets to stop his feet. That's his second travel of the night. It's going to be a turnover towards the Pirates.
Yeah, he went down to the baseline, and he caught himself at the very end of his two steps and realized that he didn't have anywhere to go with the ball. And so, you know, not a lot you can do there, walking situation.
Delgado Williams and Sam Walker check back in for the Pirates to go along with Reese Carlton, William Weber, and Julian Tooman. Pirate shot is no good.
Yeah, Reese Carlton's getting close. You can tell he's doing this open set shot beyond the three-point arc and just not hitting him. Maybe he'll next three quarters be able to make that.
And on the other end, another traveling violation, this time on Tavian Bowen Moore.
Yeah, they really want to play some street ball here. You can tell that the other team is ready to go, and that's the kind of thing that, of course, you would never call on a blacktop court.
This is not a blacktop court. In fact, the Terriers coach was in the ear of the officials after that call. On the other end, Toomey into Sam Walker. Sam dribbles baseline, goes up strong. Sam's first bucket of the night, stretches the lead to 3 now, 9-6. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was muscle. That was pure muscle by Sam Walker. He got tall and he got down low, and he made him pay and scored 2 points on the bank off the back of the basket.
Logan Bino-Peters now gets it out to Bowen Moore at the top of the key. Bowen dribbles left, picks up his dribble, gets it back out to Parrish. Parrish is at the top of the key, back to Bowen Moore. His three-pointer rattles in, and just like that, we have a tie game here. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tooman brings it up across half court for the Pirates.
Yeah, that was an impressive firm-range shot. You can tell you don't want him to get going, so make sure you covered that, man.
All right, Carlton's three-point shot is no good from the left corner. Terriers come away with the rebound. Parrish dribbles left and is called for the push-off. The offensive foul. Terriers coach is not happy. He's asking his defense to go full-court press here with 1.9 seconds to go, trying to prevent a last-second shot.
Yeah, this is what the kids dream for right here.
All right, Walker, half-court shot at the buzzer. Oh, close, but no three-point shot. So, folks, at the end of the first quarter, nothing decided yet. It is 9-9. What are you seeing, Joel?
Well, you know, I'm still a little bit thinking about that last shot because Sam had 1.9 seconds. He took two steps, and I think he knew how much time he had left. And he really lined it up, and you know he really wanted to make it happen.
It was close.
But if they made that, then it would have been amazing because that's like one of the first outside shots that they would have made would have been from half court.
Yep.
That's been, I think, the thing that we see right now is that Reese is 0-for-3 from three-point range. And, you know, it is a zone defense that Charles Wright is employing. And so they've had some – Bashmont Island has some success in breaking that apart, finding the open man, and then even getting down low if the fourth pass is required. But okay. Even when they pass it around, they're able to get open shots from range. It's just sinking them just hasn't happened so far. That's the kind of thing where maybe the next three quarters are going to make a difference. You know,
sure. Maybe they start falling.
Yeah, get warmed up. That was without any break in the action. It was straight the entire time.
I was just thinking that was a fast first quarter.
Right. The starters are back in, but they haven't had a lot of swapping out. You know, both teams have relied on a lot of their starters of getting their points.
All right, back to the action now. Start of the second quarter. Carlton has the ball out to Ben Larson. Top the key, gets it into Delgado Williams. However, knocked away by Bowen Moore of the Terriers. Still going to be Vashon basketball. 21 seconds to go on the shot clock. Reese Carlton gets it into Delgado Williams. Back to Carlton on the left wing. Cross court. Top of the key now is Larson. Finds Sam Walker on the left elbow. Down to Delgado Williams. Back to Larson. Top of the key into Rainey. Down to Delgado Williams. Back out to Ben Larson. Vashon trying to get through this zone defense. Carlton makes the move. Good-looking shot. Does not fall. And the Terriers come away with the rebound.
Yeah, you know, Reed did a good job there of driving down in the baseline and making the bank happen, but he couldn't get the ball in the basket. He almost got the rebound, though.
All right. Other end, three-point shot by Bowen Moore is no good. Sam Walker with the rebound. Outlet to Max Delgado Williams. Number one crosses half court. Top of the key. Goes right, finds Sam Walker top of the key. He's looking for options. Gets it into Carlton in the middle of the key. And quick little turnaround Jay goes through 13-9 in favor of the Pirates.
Yeah, you know, Reese Carlton.
Excuse me, 11-9. The scoreboard is wrong for a second.
Yes. Reese Carlton did a really good job there of making a nice basket from short range. So he's not feeling any pressure.
All right, Ogunbinu Peters. Nice-looking drive through the lane and finds his buddy Nathan Watkins all alone under the hoop. Sam Walker forced to foul him to prevent the easy bucket. So that's Sam's first foul of the night, and it sends Watkins to the line for two.
Yep, forcing Charles Wright to go down low is a very good thing at this point. They have made a couple of jump shots, but not a lot. And so in this case, it was good getting him down low. It's just that each time, I think the last three times, it's been fouled.
Watkins makes both free throws, all tied up at 11, knotted up here, 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Walker gets it out to Ben Larson. His three-pointer is no good. Goes out of bounds.
Yeah, for errant
shot by the Pirates. That was a bit of an errant shot.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's generous.
Yeah, and, you know, it was from beyond the arc. It wasn't clear to me whether or not he didn't have any other option. The time before down the court, they were able to drain almost the entire shot clock with good passes and not giving up a breakaway, which is promising for their defense, or for Vachon offense to not give up the ball.
All right, Bowen Moore with the ball. He dribbles inside, kicks it back out to Parrish. He's trying to get around Delgado Williams. He can't get it out to Bowen Moore. Cross court to, who was that, number 30, Ben Brink. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Terriers.
Yeah, that was another either errant shot or poor pass, but the fact is that they knocked the ball out of bounds, and we're getting another chance, and so we're tied up here, but we're getting another chance. It's really good.
All right, Ben Larson to Reese Carlton. Reese with the three-pointer is up and no good. Pirates ice cold from outside tonight. Other than that one off the glass to start us off, we haven't made a single three-pointer, not for lack of trying.
Yeah, yep, and you can see Reese looked at the bench there, looking at what Coach's reaction was, and probably getting him a little, getting a little up coaching from Coach Sears.
Yep, Pirates are definitely three or in the key, so Coach Sears doesn't mind the three pointers. It's just a matter of getting them to fall. Bowen Moore on the other end gets it out to Parrish. He finds himself top left elbow, back out to Bowen Moore. Ogunbinu Peters dribbles through some traffic, and there is a travel that is called. I think Ogunbinu Peters was going in search of a foul.
Yeah, he was. He was trying to drive right between two Vachon defenders, and he just couldn't make that happen. And, you know, he may have juggled the ball, but, man, you can't let that go.
And on the other end, Sawyer Rennie with the travel, and Sawyer disagrees, but I'm sorry, son, he did walk with it a bit. He was trying to find cutting Sam Walker, who had a pretty easy layup if he was able to find him.
You know, I'm really excited here about Vachon Island Pirates defense, you know. They've been so aggressive in the way they're closing in on the person driving the ball from Charles Wright.
Ben Parrish gets it to Bowen Moore. Out to, tries to find Ogunbinu Peters. However, it's knocked out of bounds by a heads-up play by Reese Carlton to break up the play. 14 seconds to go on the shot clock. Still knotted up 11-11 with 5:08 to go here in the first half. Inbounds is to Parrish. To Ogunbinu Peters. He has Carlton playing defense on him. Out to Bowen Moore. Dribbles picked up at the left elbow. Shot is no good. Sawyer Rennie goes up with the rebound for the Pirates. Outlet to Toomey. Down to Reese Carlton, out to Ben Larson, top of the key. Quick passes by the Pirates, down to Tooman in the left wing, back out to Larson, top of the key, back to Carlton, out to, excuse me, that was to Tooman, who got it back out to Carlton, and Carlton's three-point shot, no good. This time, Sawyer Rennie with the offensive board.
Yeah, Sawyer Rennie's on fire, you know, he's really spiked going up and down the court here on defense as well as offense, and that was a great bank from the baseline. He's just taller than the other player.
That's right, 6'5" frame. Rennie using it to his advantage. All right, Ogunbinu Peters momentarily loses control of his dribble, gets it back, finds Parrish. He stops at the three-point, then goes, and nice-looking move driving left from Benjamin Parrish.
Yeah, that was a really quick slacking move, right, slanting move right up towards the basket. Not much the defense can do about that.
All right, another three-point attempt by Carlson, no good. However, another offensive rebound by Rennie gets it out to... Finn Hawkins, who's recently checked in, back to Tooman, and out to Carlton. Carlton, his three-point attempt is no good, and you can see on his face, he's not very happy with himself. There's going to be a foul on the other end, as Sawyer Rennie's going to be guilty of the push.
Yeah, a little aggressive defense there from Sawyer Rennie. Now he's got to come off the court because he's got two fouls, you know, and he was just a little too aggressive. He might have just let that go, but, you know, he's into the game. He's really trying to make something happen, and he wanted to make a solid defensive play there, and now he's kind of upset about that, but you know what? That'll feed the fire for later in the game.
All right, Ogunbinu Peters, good-looking drive to the left, finds Ben Parrish out to Bowen Moore. Ball is knocked away by Ben Larson, and out of bounds, last touch by the Terriers. Good defense there. Larson getting his hands in on the ball.
Yeah, Larson's active for sure. You know, he's been playing quite a bit of this game, and you can tell he's running around with some speed, puffing and puffing.
All right, Finn Hawkins with the ball, gets it to Ben Larson, top of the key, down to Tooman, back to Hawkins, to Will Weber, who's just recently checked in, back out to Tooman, that's Sam Walker on the right elbow, out to Hawkins, his three-point attempt is no good. Pirates still continue to struggle from outside. Rebound to the Terriers.
Yeah, they... What? Oh, wow, that was an incredible play by Julian Truman. He jumps up and blocks the ball with two hands.
And then catches it. On the other end, that is Will Weber under the hoop for the hard-fought bucket. And the Terriers coach has seen enough. Pirates up 15-13, 2:43 to go here in the first half. Folks, you are listening to Vashon Pirates Boys Basketball here on the Voice of Vashon, streaming online at voiceofvashon.org or the old-fashioned way, 101.9 on the FM dial here on the island. I want to thank Thriftway for making Pirate Sports broadcast possible. They are our underwriter who feed all of the Pirates athletics to you, basketball, soccer. We have baseball, softball season coming up, and more boys soccer. Super excited. Thank you very much to Thriftway.
Yeah, that was an incredible play there by William Weber and the team. Just the fact that that one of their best players, you know, slashed towards the basket where he has scored many times. And Julian Truman did not give up too much ground. He did jump, but when he jumped, he got the held ball at the top. But the other player just let it go, and
yep.
He stole the ball literally from the air. And then they got back, and William Weber got 2 points. It was pretty impressive.
All right, Parrish with the ball now. He's on the right wing, dribbles up to the top of the key, finds Bowen Moore. He picks up his dribble back out to Parrish. Parrish and Bowen Moore playing two-man game. Parrish with three-point shots, rattles around, no good. And Pirates eventually come away with the rebound. That's Ben Larson, 2:20 to go here in the first half. Pirates up 15-13.
Yeah, the defensive and offensive rebounds have been pretty good for the Vashon Island Pirates this time.
Truman's three-point attempt from the left wing is no good. Once again, Pirates struggling from outside. Terriers with the rebound. Ogunbinu Peters out to Parrish, top of the key. Bowen Moore, he dribbles to the top of the key. He's got Truman playing defense on him. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Ogunbinu Peters, who's all alone at the free throw line. His jumper is no good. Pirates kind of lucky there, as nobody bothered to guard him.
Yeah, you know, that's the good and the bad part about this team is that they are able to get those rebounds, but man, it's those losing those shots on the offensive end, that's a big downer. See, there's another missed shot, but a good rebound.
Yep. All right, Ben Larson with the offensive rebound gets it out to Finn Hawkins. He's going to try again, and this time it goes through. Finn Hawkins, the 6 foot sophomore guard, with the three-pointer. 18-13 now in favor of the Pirates. Just over a minute to go here in the first half.
Yeah, if you don't succeed, try again. That's something that's definitely valid here for these shooters on Vashon Island Pirates.
And heads-up defensive play there by Truman. Almost knocks the ball away. He's able to interrupt the dribble of Parrish. He gets it out to Ben Brink. Pirates defense just swarming. However, Bowen Moore gets the shot up. Excuse me, Watkins gets the shot up. Rolls off the rim harmlessly for the Pirates as they get the rebound. Truman brings it across half court. Finds William Weber, the left block. William Weber with a nice little move to the left. Little scoop layup.
Yeah, you know, it looked like it was a little bit of a crazy shot, but then looking back at it, it's not that crazy. You know, he put the ball up.
It did look like a crazy shot.
And somehow
what he was doing.
Nothing but net. All right.
Bowen Moore has it. Finds a cutting Brink in for an easy layup, and he is fouled and is going to go to the line for try to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. What I will say, Joel, is the Terriers coach was yelling at the officials on Weber's shot as he thought he might have walked during it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, they have been calling walking very tight during this game. It does all come down to when the pivot foot hits the ground. You know, you
yep.
do have that chance to move around on that.
Yep.
It's just these kids, you know, sometimes you don't really know which foot is going to be your pivot foot. Sometimes that's what happens. They're high schoolers, after all.
All right, 13 seconds in the half. Truman just dribbling around, waiting for the Pirates to take the last shot. 9 seconds to go here. Now he gets to start getting set up. He dribbles right down to the right key, tries to get around, finds Ben Larson. Back out to Truman. His long three-point attempt at the buzzer is no good. And that was a really quick half, 7:28 here. At the end of the half, the Pirates up 20-16, Joel. And do you think they're going to – Do they have a three-pointer in the locker room they can practice? Because if their shots are dropping, this game is out of hand.
Exactly. That is so true. They've missed several of those three-point shots, but and actually they've missed some of the other even mid-range shots that they would normally make. But what has saved them has been that offensive rebound. They've had that at least five or six offensive rebounds that resulted in points directly. And so that is a huge help for this team for sure. Then on the defensive side, it's somewhat the same. You know, the other team, the Charles Wright is not as successful in a lot of their shots, even driving the lane, not a lot of their shots, partly because of the great defense. And, you know, the Vashon Island Pirates defense is one of those cases where Coach Gears is going to be happy. Doesn't matter if you miss all these shots, if you're so good on defense that you don't give up any extra points too often, then he's a happy man, I'm sure. He knows that eventually they're going to get hot. They're going to start taking some shots. You saw that with Sawyer Rainey towards the area with Reese Carlton and Ben Hawkins towards the end there. Ben Hawkins took, I think, three shots in a row and made the third one.
Made the third, found his range.
That's what you remember. You don't remember those first two missed ones. And so he has some opportunity to spark it up in the second half, and they can take this halftime lead and turn it into one of those breakaways if they start taking those shots.
All right, folks, that is going to do it for us. Once again, Pirates up 20-16. We will be back in 8 minutes for second half action. Until then, we're going to sit here and watch this awesome show by the Vashon cheer crew. Join us back here in 8 minutes for the second half action. Until then, go Pirates. Welcome back to Vashon Island High School. What a halftime show the band and the cheer crew put on, huh, Joel?
Yeah, that was really good. You know, this band is dialed in, ready to go.
They are hitting their three-pointers tonight. We'll see if the Pirates can. Pirates coming back out here at the start of the half, start of the second half, up 20-16. The Terriers take the ball out of bounds. That is Benjamin Parrish. Their point guard gets it down to Okambinu Peters. Back out to Parrish, back to Bowen Moore now. He dribbles left, finds Ben Brink on the left wing. Back out to Parrish. He's got Max Delgado-Williams playing defense on him. We have Delgado-Williams, Tooman, Larson, Walker, and Rennie in for the Pirates. And just like that, Terriers drive to the hoop and score the bucket. Pirates still up 20-18.
Yeah, you know, that time down the court, they seemed like a little lackluster. You know, Vashon Island Pirates didn't start warming up with shots or anything.
And the ensuing rebound, Sawyer Rainey tries to get his hands on the ball, tries to force the jump ball, however, guilty of the foul. That's going to be his second or third, I believe.
Yeah, third foul. You know, it was just a little aggressive. It was now he comes out of the game because that's not going to do for the coach here. But he looked like he was trying for that held ball, and it was really close to a held bar, but I think the aggressiveness is what caught him, and that's why the referee called it.
I saw Coach Sears give the scoring crew here the sign of, oh, that was close, that was close.
So close.
Friends with you. Yeah. All right, Okambinu Peters dribbles, finds Watkins, bottom of the key. He has the ball knocked away from him. And finally, Max Delgado-Williams comes away with it, gets it to Tooman, and dribbles at the top of the key. Good defense there by the Pirates.
That was. It was a quadruple team, so they better have gotten the ball. But luckily, they didn't find the open man, Charles Wright.
There were a few of them. All right, now Tooman with the ball in the right corner, gets it to Sam Walker on the right elbow, back to Tooman. He tries to find Will Weber under the basket. However, Terrier stepped in front of it as Bowen Moore brings it across court. Half court, excuse me, and dribbling around at the top of the key. Gets it out to Ben Brink, out to Parrish. He has Delgado-Williams on him, down to Okambinu Peters in the left corner. He dribbles across the key, back out to Parrish, out to Brink, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Okambinu Peters, whose three-point shot is up and no good. However, the long rebound goes to the Terriers as Okambinu Peters gets it back to Benjamin Parrish, and they are working with fresh shot clock. Benjamin gets in and pulls up from the left elbow in the jumper and ties it 20 all now with 5:54 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, that was definitely a case where they're aggressively coming out in the second half, and they're able to break apart that zone defense that Vashon Allen's putting up.
All right, Julian Tooman with the three-point attempt is no good. Terriers with the rebound. Ogunbe to Peters, to Bowen Moore, out to Parrish on the right wing. He dribbles into the key, finds Watkins, back out to Brink, back to Parrish. Terriers moving the ball around well. Bowen Moore puts it on the floor, dribbles in, kicks it back out to Parrish. He, nice little crossover move left and right. His shot is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Pirates.
Yeah, that was the rebounds in the second half here, that as the Vashon Allen Pirates coming out of the locker room, aren't really falling in their way. They're bouncing away from the basket, and they're losing the rebounds just because of that.
Oh, and Leo Weber steps in front of the inbound pass and says, thank you very much, I will take that.
Yeah, he's definitely aggressively playing here on defense. He's pretty happy about the situation with the Pirates subbing him in.
Sam Walker makes the move up and under the basket. His layup attempt no good. However, rebound to the Pirates. Tooman has it on the right wing. Gets it into Weber on the right block. Back out to Delgado Williams. His three-point shot is no good. However, Ben Larson comes away with the rebound. Back to Delgado Williams. Now to Sam Walker in the left corner. Back out to Williams. Dribbles. Gets it up to Larson. Now to Tooman. Finds Sam Walker down on the right block. Back to Tooman. And back outside to the top of the key to Delgado Williams. His three-point attempt is no good and goes out of bounds. Joel, the Pirate, I have never seen them this ice cold from deep.
Yeah, you know, that is kind of a rough situation. They've been very cold from deep, and they've also been a little bit in disarray. I saw that William Walker, when he came out, you know, he's been playing so aggressively
Will
running
Weber.
Up and down
yep.
the court. Yeah, Will Weber. And he had to go out of the game, and he actually left the gym at this time. I'm not sure if he's feeling okay or not.
Yeah, Coach Sears was pointing to him. Maybe he got hit in the face with an arm or something. All right, Ben Brink with the ball, dribbles in and out, back out to Bowen Moore. His three-point attempt is no good, and Carlton goes up for the rebound and gets fouled. Good to see Carlton contributing if his shot's not dropping, going to other parts of his game.
Yeah, you know, they are calling this game tight on that rebound that bounces away from the basket. If you're going for the ball, you have a very strong chance of running into another player, and you're going to get called on that foul. And they've been called in this game quite a few times.
All right, Tooman to Walker now at the top of the key. He finds Carlton out to Delgado Williams. Max's three-point attempt is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Parrish. He tries to push the pace. However, the Vashon defense gets back. However, Parrish pulls up left corner three. No good. Long rebound to the Terriers.
Yeah, as the Terriers get closer to the basket off the rim here, that's where you see those rebounds going way out of the key. And then Vashon loses them. But they get lucky here.
They get lucky here as the Terriers carelessly just throw the ball out of bounds there. Not sure what happened. Tooman brings it across half court. Finds Carlton on the left wing down to Sawyer Randy, who's checked back in. And Sawyer is guilty of the traveling violation. So Sawyer, tale of two halves here so far.
Yeah.
A foul and a turnover.
You know, he shuffled a little bit there. You know, he started off a little weak here. But in the end, he's still trying as hard as he can. See a timeout here, though, from Coach Sears. It's like Bowen.
And with that, it is 20-20, 3:24 to go here in the third quarter. And so far, Joel, picking up right where we left off, just if a third of their three-pointers drop, but none of them are dropping.
That is so true. And you can tell that they're trying to get the ball inside. They're passing it around the horn and trying to find their openings down low. And to the Vashon Allen Pirates, they're trying to find their opening down low, but it's just not happening. And so what ends up happening is they get to the perimeter, and they try to find their shooters getting the open spot and making something happen, but they just haven't been able to do it. In one case, getting down to 4 seconds on the shot clock, and that's kind of pressure situation from distance is never going to turn out really well. It's much better if you have really solid interior rebounding like they did in the first half. Even though they missed the shots, they were able to get the rebounds. They haven't had that luxury this beginning of the second half in the third period here.
Indeed. That is very true so far. Once again, folks, 3:24 to go here in the third quarter. Coming out of the timeout, Terriers bring the ball inbound.
Hogan B. New Peter brings it across half court, dribbles down to the right corner, but out to Watkins on the left elbow, out to Bowen Moore, down to Parrish, back out to Bowen Moore. He's at the top of the key, fakes right, goes left. Gets it down to Paris. He dribbles across the key, finds Hogan B. New Peters. He dribbles in, pulls up from 8 feet, and drops the jumper as the Terriers take the lead 22-20.
Yeah, you know, they were quickly moving the ball around, and that helped, and that got them into an open position, and there's not a lot of zone defense that's going to do there.
And on the other end, Truman found Ranny under the hoop in an advantageous position, and number 55, Nathan Watkins, is guilty of the reach-in foul.
But yeah,
his first, and Pirates are going to bring it inbound.
Yep, that was a tough one-on-one situation you can see between those two players down low.
Well, that was Jay Burgess with the three-pointer. That's his first shot of the night. He's just checked in. Not any better from him. Pirates miss again. Still down 22-20, 2:37 to go here in the third quarter. That was Bowen Moore tries to drive to the hoop. However, Pirates get in the way, and it's going to be a jump ball as Ranny and Watkins were fighting for the ball, the two big men underneath.
Yeah, you know, he's definitely scrapping, and that's a really good thing. But in some way, it shouldn't have gotten down that low, you know. He could have gotten the ball on the steal, but, hey, you know, he's in playing basketball. I'm not.
All right, Shea Burgess out to Tooman, out to Reese Carlton on the left wing. He picks up his dribble, back out to Burgess, top of the key. He finds Tooman into Ranny on the right block, back out to Carlton. Lines up his three-point attempt. Closer this time, but still does not go in. Ranny with the rebound, and he has fouled pretty hard, arm to the face from Benjamin Parrish there.
Yeah, you know, Benjamin Parrish is working really hard. He's scored some points in this quarter. He's really aggressive when it comes to that. It's just too aggressive there. Got him raking the arm down.
All right, nice little Euro step. Oh, he's called for the travel.
Yeah, that's a matter of opinion, I guess.
Oh, I guess. That was a James Harden perfect Euro step, Carlton, and he made the layup, but he is called for the travel, so no good. Terriers with the ball now. Bowen Moore dribbles across the key, finds Ogun Bina Peters out to Ben Brink. He dribbles across the key from the left, finds Parrish in the right corner, back out to Brink on the right wing. Into Bowen Moore, he dribbles right, runs into Carlton, so he kicks it back out to Parrish. His three-point attempt is no good. Brink comes away with a rebound for the Terriers, gets it to Ogun Bina Peters, out to Bowen Moore on the left corner. He picks up his dribble, gets it back to Parrish, got Sam Walker playing defense on him. Parrish goes in the middle, Carlton gets his hand on it, however, Terriers come back away with it, and Ogun Bina Peters, jumper from just inside the foul line as they stretch their lead to 4 to the Terriers, 24-20.
Yeah, you know, stretching the lead here, it's still a much lower lead than we've seen the Bachelor Pirates come back from before. And so if they can get their mind together and find that open man.
Tooman with the three-pointer as Good rattles around. It didn't want to go in, but Julian said, no, you're going.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe that's a harbinger where, you know, they start to find the bottom of the basket. That's really, as you said, all that they really need to take back that lead.
All right, after the three-pointer by Tooman, Pirates down 1, 24-23. Bowen Moore pulls up for a three-pointer of his own. Is no good. Julian Tooman skies for the rebound, goes to high, brings the ball across half court, finds Carlton on the right wing, gets it into Sam Walker. Sam goes in the big body of Watkins. Back out to Tooman. His shot is no good. Ranny goes up for the offensive rebound, as does number 11, Benjamin Parrish, and they both have possession. The jump ball is called. It's going to go in favor of the Pirate Terriers this time around.
Yeah, that was a case where they both had their hands on the ball, but Slayer Ranny was coming over the top of him. He's a heavy man, so that can't be pleasant for number 11 on the
track. He definitely came down on top of Parrish. No foul called, nor should there have been, but it can be a contact sport sometimes, game basketball. Hogan Beanie Peters now has the ball on the right wing. He has Burgess playing defense on him. Peters goes inside. Burgess knocks the ball away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Terriers. Great defense by the senior Shea Burgess.
Yeah, you know, the Bachelor Island Pirates have this zone defense that really is good at aggressively going towards the ball. In that case, they had three Bachelor Island Pirates there. The guy didn't have a chance from Charles Wright to pick up the ball and try to do something with it.
All right, after the turnover, Tooman brings it across half court. 3 seconds to go here in the quarter. and Pirates not able to get the shot off in time, as Will Weber's three wouldn't have been good anyway at the buzzer. So after three very quick quarters, the score is the visiting Charles Wright Terriers 24 and your Vashon Island Pirates 23. Folks, I want to remind you, you are listening to Pirates Basketball here on the Voice of Vashon, streaming worldwide, all around the world. So you could listen to us in Thailand right now if you want, on thevoiceofvashon.org, or here on the island, the old-fashioned way, 101.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, you know, I personally have friends in Bend, Oregon that are listening right now.
Excellent. I love Bend.
There's some Vashon-owned Pirate fans that I know are listening from the northeast of the United States. And then I've also heard of a parent from Japan listening. Grandparent from Japan listening tonight. So
excellent.
It's very easy with voiceofvashon.org to be able to do that.
I love it. We got to pay you more for those promos. wherever you are listening, folks, wherever you're listening from, folks, thank you very much for tuning in. We are in the timeout here between third and fourth quarters. Pirates down 1 point, 24-23 to the visiting Charles Wright Terriers.
Yeah, it's turning into quite a game here, you know, really tight. Both teams playing well in a lot of regards, and so it's not like one team is making these errant mistakes and then causing it to be not as fun of a game. This is a great game.
All right, 2 minutes to Will Weber at the top of the key. Weber's pass goes telegraphed and stolen by Parrish. Ben Brink with the layup attempt. He is fouled as he went up for his shot. That's going to be on Will Weber.
Yeah, Will Weber's got a couple of fouls now. He really wanted that to be a block, and it's just that you can't be moving side to side like that.
Yep.
You know, even if you do not initiate the contact,
it's
still causing a problem.
It was the right call. So Ben Brink is able to nail his first of his two free throws, stretches the lead to 25-23 now in favor of the Terriers. Second free throw is up and no good, nothing but net. Randy inbounds to Toomey now. Pirates down three with 7:45 to go here in the game. Carlton into Weber, back out to Carlton from the left corner. His three-point attempt is no good. Rebounded by Parrish, who brings it across half court for the Terriers at the Bowen Moore. Almost loses control of the ball. He's able to haul it in, though. Gets it back out to Parrish. Toomey playing defense on him to Bowen Moore. Dribbles through between his legs. Ball is knocked away momentarily by Toomey. 10 seconds still on shot clock. The Brink out to Parrish. Nice little crossover move right and then left. However, his drive to the hoop is no good. Fight for the rebound, and Will Weber eventually comes away with it.
Yeah, good rebounding, Vashon Island Pirates. That's the thing, is that if you can get that ball at defensive end, you can turn it into points, baby.
Oh, wow, what a great play by Sawyer. Randy Sawyer got it at the bottom block left under the basket, made a spin move, contorted his body, fouled in the process, up and in.
Yeah, you know, that was an incredible aggressive sort of like not giving up kind of play that you expect from Sawyer Rainey for sure. The man has three fouls, but he's in the game because we know that this can feed him and he can get points.
All right, his free throw after the foul is no good. So the Pirates still down one. Toomey steps in front of the pass, fields it for the Pirates, holds the ball, waits for his buddies to come and set up their offense. Toomey now has his top of the key to Finn Hawkins on the right wing. He's checked back in to Larson, top of the key back to Toomey now in the left wing. Pirates moving the ball around into Sawyer Rainey on the right block, excuse me, the right elbow, out to Ben Larson. Three-point attempt is no good. However, Will Weber under the basket, able to convert the layup, and we're not going to call that a shot attempt. That was a nice assist.
There you go.
Ben Larson there.
Ben Larson couldn't have done that better.
All right. Ogunbinu Peters now in the left corner. He dribbles into the key, kicks it out to Brink. And he just loses control of the ball. Ben Larson was draped all over him like a glove.
Yeah, these guys aren't giving up. You know, they're really huffing and puffing out there. You know, William Weber comes back into the game, you know, after having a medical problem, and he's still acting like he wants to be out there. He does get pulled right now because, you know what, he's huffing and puffing, and he's had two great plays in a row right there.
He's definitely put in a good shift there, has William Weber, the junior. Toomey brings it across half court for the Pirates. He's got Parrish playing defense on him. Dribbles down to the right wing. Finds Ben Larson on the right wing. Back to Toomey at the top of the key. Into Sam Walker on the left elbow. Back out to Larson, to Toomey, to Finn Hawkins. Off three-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. However, the Pirates rebound.
And Julian Tooman nails the three-pointer. Pirates now, just like that, up 4 points, 30-26, 5.5 to go here in the game.
Yeah, you know, they're starting to find the end of that that shot. They're trying to get it so that it goes through the net, and it has been doing very well. And a couple of great defensive plays there, too. We saw Julian Tooman stop the ball.
All right, in the ensuing possession for the Terriers, Julian Tooman guilty of the push-off. Terriers bring it in from under their basket. They have a hard time getting it in, and Ben Larson able to come up with the steal. Good defense there off the set play for the Pirates.
Yeah, you know, go ahead. Coach Sears wants to move the ball up down the court, but, you know, their defense is able to get back, and they've got some height. It's scary for their player, for Bashan Pirates to make it.
Oh, and Sam Walker has the shot blocked. Officials are saying he was not fouled. Sam Walker and Coach Sears looking for the foul. He went down to the floor hard. I'm not sure the officials were wrong, though, there. That looked like all ball to me.
Yeah, yeah. And in the end, it looked like the Terriers player was treating it as though he thought it was out of bounds on the other team. But that kind of block, when you're pushing down, it rolls off the other guy's hand. You're the last one to touch it.
All right, off the inbounds play. Finn Hawkins with the three-pointer is no good. However, Sam Watson comes up with the offensive board to Toomey to Finn Hawkins. He drives baseline and is fouled by the Terriers. That is number 15.
Yeah. OP.
One of the Cedars, OP.
That's right. Yeah, I've nicknamed that because I can't say the name sometimes. But, yeah, that was a foul. You know, he pushed him out of bounds and there was no choice. Finn Hawkins did a good job drawing it, too.
All right, Tooman with the ball now after the inbounds play to Delgado Williams, out to Tooman, to Larson on the left wing. He tries to find Sam Walker inside. However, the Terriers step in front of the pass, intercepted, and then are fouled.
Yeah. It's like Ben Larson, you know, it was a case where he gave up the ball, and he probably aggressively went back towards to get the ball back. You know, it's one of those emotional fouls.
One of those, oops, let me take care of this. Bowen Moore finds Watkins under the hoop. However, Watkins cannot handle the pass. That was a good look from Bowen Moore, too.
Yeah, that was, but it was a great steal, too. Sawyer Rainey kept his head about him and made it happen.
Delgado Williams with the ball. He's looking around for options. After his teammates move around, gets it to Tooman. 4:26 to go here. Pirates 30-26 lead. Ben Larson, three-point attempt from the left corner is no good. Watkins with the rebound for the Terriers. Gives it up to Ogunbinu Peters to Ben Brink. He dribbles across the feed, gets it out to Parrish. He fakes left, goes right. That's to Ogunbinu Peters. His three-point attempt is no good. However, Watkins comes away with the rebound. There's going to be a foul called on number one, Max Delgado Williams, for the hold after the rebound by the Terriers.
Yeah, you know, that was a rough call because they are I feel like the refs are trying to get a little bit control, or not control, but like back the game off a little bit, because that was pretty aggressive, but might not have been a foul. Who knows?
All right. Delgado Williams makes up for it, though. Steals the inbound pass, and then is fouled as he was looking to go coast to coast.
Good, hard play by the Pirates defense here tonight on those inbound passes.
Yeah, you know, Maxwell Delgado Williams is so fast down the line, and, you know, you don't know whether you really got to stop him and foul him, and that's what happened there.
And on the inbound play from the Pirates, the ball is knocked around, goes out of bounds, last touch by the Terriers. Kind of a lazy pass there from Delgado Williams to Tooman. Fortunate the Pirates maintain possession. All right, Tooman to Larson. He's to stop the key back to Tooman into Sam Walker on the right block. Sam dribbles, goes up, no good, gets his own rebound, goes up again, also no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Terriers. Pirates just not giving up on those offensive boards.
That's so true. You saw him, Sam, really trying repeatedly and being able to get each one of the rebounds. So stay down there, you know.
All right, Delgado Williams out to Tooman on the right wing. His three-pointer is good. Stretches the lead to 7 now, 33-26 for the Pirates. 3:28 to go here in the game. Ogunbinu Peters brings it across court. Cross half court for the Terriers, gives it up to Parrish to Brink. He dribbles the top of the key to Ogunbinu Peters. Peters tries to get inside. He can't get around Delgado Williams, so he kicks it back out to Parrish. Then Larson playing defense on Parrish. His shot is up and no good. Toya Rannan comes away with the rebound. And folks, if you hear the crowd, and you can't hear me, that's because everyone's up on their feet cheering the Pirate effort.
You know, that really was great. And that effort that the team displayed there, they ended up with the ball. That's the reality. Now a little quieter because it's kind of like offense on football where you want to let them run their play.
All right, ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Terriers. And Terriers claim it was off of Rennie. However, still going to be Vashon Pirates basketball as they are going to bring it inbounds from their own baseline. 8 seconds on the shot clock, so they got to get another shot off here quick. Inbound pass is knocked away by Ben Brink. Going to try it again.
Yeah, we saw Coach Sears getting out there, getting the crowd going. And right now he's getting the team going. He's really trying to get them pumped up and realize what they need to make happen in order to win this game. You know, it is a 7-point lead at this point, but they've come back in the first minute in the first second half of that.
All right, Carlton just checked in. His running floater is so good. Bowen Moore comes away with the rebound. That ball tried to go in, bounced everywhere on the rim.
Yep, went all the way around.
Hogan Beanu Peters, he dribbles in, fakes the shot, gets it back out to Parrish to Bowen Moore. He runs into Sam Walker, so he gets it out to Ben Brink to Parrish, going left and right, and eventually is going to be fouled by Reese Carlton as Parrish was on his way to the bucket, but foul is before the shot. So with that, the Terriers call a timeout.
Yeah, you know, you can tell that the defense from the Vashon Island Pirates is really, really important to them as a team. It felt like in that last offensive effort, it was okay that they missed the basket. It is kind of around the rim basket that should have gone in, sure, but they were so ready to go back on defense. They made it all the way back quickly, and they set up their defense, and the Terriers didn't know what to do with it. They couldn't make anything happen. They got bailed out by the call for sure, but in the end, when they get to the fourth period, it's really hard for a defense to let a player go by them without fouling. You know, you really have that desperation of, I can't let you go past me, and then you end up grabbing. That's what happened.
All right, and on the inbounds play, Max Delgado Williams, before the ball even came in, is called for holding a carrier. So that's going to be his second of the night. And that actually sends the Terriers to the line as they are now in the bonus, as that is the 17th foul for the Pirates. So Bowen Moore is going to go to the line for the one and the one here.
Yeah, and I was just mentioning on defense, it's hard to let the players go by you. On offense, the same thing. It's kind of hard to get away from a defender sometimes and their hand check, which is perfectly legal. And so the offensive player might shove them away, and that's really what happened there with Maxwell Delgado.
Bowen Moore was able to convert one of the two free throws. Walker comes away with the rebound, and Walker tried to get up court, just forgot to dribble.
Yeah, you know, he was definitely going to pass it, and then he realized, oh, if I pass it, I'm going to give it up, and they're going to score 2 points.
Yep.
So I'm going to hang on to it.
Guilty of the travel. So after the turnover, Olimpina Peters now brings it across half court for the Terriers. Just over 2 minutes to go. The Pirates up 6, 33-27. Bowen Moore now with the ball at the top of the key. He's got Walker playing defense on him. Sam stays in front of him, gets his hand on the ball, forces Bowen Moore to get it back out to Ogunbinu Peters, who looked like a pass attempt was intercepted by the Pirates. Walker able to get his hands on the ball. Outlet to Tooman, gets to the cross half court. Delgado Williams now with the ball out to Reese Carlton, top of the key, into Walker on the left elbow, back out to Carlton. Reese's 3-point attempt is up and good. And just like that, the Pirates are up 9, 36-27. And you can look how happy Reese Carlton is as he's finally able to get a bucket like he's been expecting all night.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell that he was waiting for that moment. He was so open, and he took so much time. That this sellout crowd here, you could hear a pin drop when he had the ball and he was open. They didn't want to interrupt anything that he was going to do on the shot. But when it went up, he took two hands from his chest, and he went up to the basket and went right through, no rim, nothing but net. It was a beautiful shot, and it was exactly what the Vashon Pirates needed after that great defensive effort on the other end of the court. You know, leading to points, defensive effort leading to points is something that that they probably relied on for this game, because they've obviously concentrated a lot on how they're going to play defense, and they stuck with the zone the entire time. But it's really worked against this team. This team has those ball handlers at almost every position, And so you would feel like they have a leg up when it comes to that. They're able to get the ball around. But the aggressiveness of this zone defense from Vashon Island Pirates, they can close around the ball so well. And not only that, but defend against the pass that's coming from that ball handler. And that's something that's very special with this team. They're able to take that defensive effort and turn it into points on the other hand.
All right, and after the timeout, 1.5 minutes exactly to go, 1 minute, 30 seconds. Pirates up 9, 36-27 here in the fourth quarter. Terriers bring the ball across half court. Parrish with the ball. He's got Delgado Williams playing defense on him. Fights around the screen to Carlton, to Bowen Moore. Dribbles in, not able to get around Sam Walker. Gets Ben Brink back out to Moore. He's in the left corner. His three-point attempt is up and no good. Ogunbina Peters, however, collects the air ball and converts. The Terrier coach ran out onto the floor to call that timeout before the Pirates could inbound the ball so that he could draw up what I assume will be a full-court press here trying to force the turnover.
Yeah, you know, 1:09 left, and so, you know, down by 7, yep. It is a case where your only choice is to full-court press it and then hope nothing happens on the other end. The thing about it is that the last couple of times that the full-court press has been employed, it has worked for Charles Wright. They've been able to get either a turnover or disassembling on the other end where the Vashon Island Pirates can't make something happen. And so they're likely to succeed when it comes to that. The trick here is going to be probably, again, how well they defend against Charles Wright when they get the ball.
Well, so, and you know, though, that Coach Sears is, I think so, maybe the few times full court press has been employed so far, they haven't been expecting it. You know, Coach is talking it up there in the huddles.
Exactly. Yep. And thumbs up from Coach Sears. You can see that he's talking through it with the players, and hopefully they can make it happen here.
All right. Inbound to Walker. Nobody collapses on him. Sam puts the ball on the court, gets it to Delgado Williams. He gets it across half court to Walker. And down to Reese Carlton, and the Pirates have possession now as they set up their offense. Carlton on the left wing. Tooley eventually comes with the ball. The ball was tipped. And was that a timeout? Okay, that was a timeout call by Coach Sears, as I think he was feeling a bit uneasy with the ball kind of being knocked around a bit there.
Yep, Julian Tooman, you know, is very reliable with the ball, which is a good person that you want to be holding the ball in that situation. But there were three Charles Wright Academy players heading in that direction, and you can tell it was going to be trouble in a second. So he called the timeout before the trouble happened, which is good. Took about 10 seconds off the clock.
Yep.
But, you know, on the other hand, they only have 10 seconds here to run this play.
Exactly. So, yeah, to your point, 10 seconds on the shot clock, 49.5 on the game clock. Pirates hanging on to the 7-point lead, up 36-29 here in this defensive battle tonight. Not a high-scoring game, but Pirates will take him any way they can. Carlton with the ball gets it into Delgado Williams in the backcourt. 7 seconds on the shot clock to Carlton on the left wing, out to Tooman. Three, there's going to be a shot clock violation here, and there is. Three-point attempt by Carlton is no good. He did not get it off in time. Wouldn't have mattered. It was a miss.
Right, it was really close, but it was close on the shot and close on the shot clock, which is interesting, but not like the NFL. They don't give him a chance at the end.
33 seconds to go. Bowen Moore dribbles in, lays it up off the glass. Charles Wright calls another timeout. 28.7 to go. Pirates, you know, they're still up 5 with under 30 seconds, but Charles Wright coach calls the timeout to get the full court press set up.
Yeah, you know, the strategy to win a game should ideally not involve having to make every shot down the stretch, but that's what Charles Wright has been able to do in the last couple of times down the court. And so the key, again, is going to be, can the defense that Vashon puts up just deflect one of these situations, make it hard for them to get the ball into the basket and make it hard for them to get the rebound after a shot might miss. And that defensive effort is definitely something that's up Vashon's alley, because they've been demonstrating that the entire game, the aggressiveness. They got a really good set of players in the game right now. You can tell they're ready to play, and they're trying to make something happen on the offensive end of the court right now with the ball. but you know they're looking ahead towards how they're going to stop in 28 seconds to make sure that Charles Wright doesn't score.
All right, on the floor for the Pirates coming out of the timeout, Carlton, Tooman, Delgado Williams, Rennie, and Walker. As you said, that's a good five to be having on the floor right now. All right, Tooman with the ball at the baseline, gets Delgado Williams. Back to Tooman, up to Carlton. He gets across half court, and Carlton is immediately fouled as the shot clock is off. So, yeah, once the Pirates got across half court, they could just hang on to the ball the whole time. So,
exactly.
Terrors with no choice but to foul.
Yep, they have no choice but to make that foul situation happen. And it does become a line exercise right now. Can they make their free throws? They did luckily hit Reese Carlton on the foul, which is one of our good free throw shooters.
First is up and no good. However, Max Delgado Williams, here's the Terriers. How do you let the Pirates get the rebound there?
Yeah, that's the opposite one-on-one.
However, the Terriers are able to come away with the ball. Ogunbinu Peters to Bowen Moore. He dribbles into the key, and 6 seconds left. Ogunbinu Peters' shot is up. No good. Tooman with the rebound. 1 second to go, and that is going to do it, folks. Bloody effort by the Pirates. The shots weren't falling, but defense and hard-nosed rebounding, Joel, got the job done tonight.
It really did. You know, they didn't want to give up when that ball didn't get into the basket. They didn't give up. They didn't just run down to the other end of the court after they missed the shot. They made sure they got that rebound. They were aggressively trying to get that to happen. And then, like you said, on the defensive end, they were able to turn those into not fast break points, but points. And they didn't give up when it came to that. So proud of these guys. Great season so far.
All right, folks. Well, that is going to do it for us. The final score here on Vashon Island High School, your Pirates 36, the visiting Charles Wright Academy Terriers 31. Once again, bloody effort by the Pirates. Some good sportsmanship out there on the floor as members of both teams shaking hands, smiling, and talking about a very well-played game. So that is going to do it for us. Want to thank you for joining this broadcast. Until our next one, go Pirates.
Nice.